Hi everyone, Alita St. James, and I'm so excited to tell you that Life Shift with Go and Live Your Dream that I wrote in 2005 is a nationwide bestseller. And I started recording it this weekend and it rocks. So if you want to live your best life and quantum shift, get Life Shift today and start working with it. It was 20 years ahead of its time, but it's still powerful and it rocks.
Hello all, and welcome back to The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James. Alita is a world-renowned master energy healer and intuitive life coach. She made international headlines in 2004 for giving birth to twins at the age of 57 and is the successful author of Life Shift, Let Go, and Live Your Dreams. In The Ageless Factor, she will introduce you to amazing people she has met along the way. Here you will learn Alita's secrets to ageless living with some of the most highly esteemed professionals in the psycho-spiritual world. So welcome back, and stay tuned for yet another episode of The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alita St. James, and welcome to another podcast of The Ageless Factor. Today, I'm going to go over the keys that create the ageless living that I am dedicated to not only live myself, but to educate and to up-level you to be able to do that in your own reality. I look young. I'm going to be 77 in November. And it's not because of facelifts and it's not because of fillers or Botox or anything like that. There is a formula that I use to get rid of inflammation on the physical, emotional, and mental bodies so that the spiritual energy can come through. The key factor to that glow that I have is because I'm allowing my whole body to vibrate with spiritual energy. So how we first do that is in the physical. The physical is the densest, and the physical holds on to toxins. The toxins in the cells come from vaccinations. They come from all the medications we've taken, comes from all the diseases we've taken into our body, just living on this planet. And so if you have a high inflammation in your blood, then you need to detox that. And when I take people on my ageless retreats to Cabo, the first thing that I look at is the inflammation in the body. And how I do that with the doctors in Mexico and the clinic that I'm connected to is that we get the blood work from my clients. We take a look at the inflammation markers and the different things that are there that can start a deterioration situation going on in our physical. That's the thing that creates aging. We actually have zombie cells, which means that as our cells start to eliminate and we get older, they become zombie and they don't leave our body, and then they start the horrible inflammation and toxicity that ages us. So we want to get that out of the body. Now, there's all different modalities that actually do that. And I like to work with the high-end modalities that do that. If you go to a functional doctor in America, they will look at your blood and they will give you protocols to help you stay young. But there's also other things that you need to incorporate, which I've found in my Indiana Jones of the Soul exploration, are out there in different countries. So it's very important that you eat a diet that is not toxic, that you try as much as possible to eat organic, but truly organic food and vegetables, so you're not eating and ingesting toxicity, which adds more inflammation to your body. So for instance, now it seems like everybody's talking about blueberries and how great blueberries are. But if you don't get blueberries that are organic, you don't wash them, anything that they spray on those blueberries and you ingest is poison into your system. So you kind of have to be aware of, what am I eating? What am I putting into my body, which is like your holy temple, that is going to create toxicity and inflammation, which is going to create aging. So on my website, there's going to be a whole section of healthy choices and healthy living. I am now doing not only work in Mexico in my ageless retreats and my quantum shifting retreat in the clinic with the doctors there, but I've now joined forces with my friend and colleague for years, Tracy Piper. Now, Tracy Piper has all these protocols for detoxing, which deals with colonics and ozone and machines, the hobo machine that goes through your body that actually puts electromagnetic energy in there. And if you have pain in your joints or anything like that, or a whole, you know, decapitation of your electromagnetic energy through your body, this aligns it. So with her protocols and her priority of what she does for colonics and the whole detox situation, as well as giving you nutrients to support the body, we are doing these amazing retreats where people totally shift up levels in their body, emotional body, mental body, and spiritual bodies. We're doing them on weekends, and it's spectacular because I feel like we're really getting to the core of what creates aging and how you can level up to being ageless. So that's a wonderful thing that I'm going to be able to present to you. Number two is we look at the emotional body. And if you're holding on to any kind of sadness, fear, resentment, regret, especially as we get older, you're thinking, oh, if I would have done this, I would have married that. If I would have made that choice, career, money, whatever, children, it's a whole conglomerate of things that could be keeping us stuck. That all has to be released. And I do emotional release work, which gets to the absolute emotional body on a really deep cellular level. You release that, you clear it, and then you level up to a loving, compassionate, guiltless feeling towards yourself. That is key, because the two emotions that really have any effect on us is fear or love. And when we're coming from the beta brain, which is the base third dimensional brain, it's all about survival. It's all about fear. It's all about how do we keep away from the dinosaurs and survive. You want to level up to the alpha and theta state, which is the genius brain, which moves past all that fear of survival and the things that we were programmed to think, and moves into what else is possible. Now, what I find with aging, and I've never had this in my life, so I guess I was born with the gift, where people identify with people that are at a certain age. So they'll say, oh, I have pain, I'm getting old, or they become a grandfather or a grandmother, and then all of a sudden they start looking so old because they've identified with their grandmother or their grandfather. And people start to identify with aging. So I'm asking you, if you want to be part of the ageless process and regenerating yourself and having an amazing feeling of living and co-creating and passion and purpose, you don't want to identify with your body going into decrepitude. You want to move into modalities that create it aging backwards. And believe it or not, you can. There's so many people that think, oh, well, it's over for me now. I'm 65. This is it. I'm retiring. It's over. And then before you know it, it's over. They get old. They don't reinvent themselves. They're not excited. And they just kind of wither away. And then they do three or four things, and that's their day. I'm saying to you, that is not what I want you to vibrate to. I want you to vibrate to what else is next? How can I reinvent myself? Where is the zhuzh in life that I need to connect to? And if I've had disappointments in my life, say in relationship, in my marriage, in my finances, how can I co-create with my passion and my purpose something that gives me a whole different experience of living? There are people that finally they get married in their 80s, or classic story, Famous Amos, chocolate chip cookies. Wally went out and started giving people his chocolate chip cookies, and he was in his 70s, I believe. And he started this extraordinary business because everybody wanted his chocolate chip cookies. He was in his 70s. Now, I'm going into 77, and I feel like my kids, you know, I had twins at 57, of course, I'm out of the box. But now my twins are in their 20s. My son's going to mechanical engineering school. My daughter's going to theatrical school and Dean College. They both have their own lives. So now the Indiana Jones of the soul that I was known as, that went into, you know, no traveling and watching my kids and dealing with staying home and working, because I was a working mom and I created a big energy healing practice. The fact of the matter is that I'm starting Indiana Jones of the soul number two. And I'm starting to go to the caves in Mexico and do more retreats in Cabo and go to Mount Shasta and all these wonderful things. And I don't feel like I don't have the energy to do that. If anything, I keep regenerating my energy. So I just want you to know there's another way of thinking. And also, you don't need to look older because you are getting older. You need to move into the modalities that you can afford that make your skin younger. And they have a lot of them now because people are trying to do it the natural way rather than in plastic surgery. So it's a lot more affordable. Find those things. Go to the gym. What happens to women after they hit 50? There's something psychological that says to them, it's over in terms of getting a man, so why go to the gym? And you can see that in gym memberships. I know I was part of Equinox in the beginning in terms of doing their wellness program, their energy transformations, and it's like crazy how women kind of like drop out and think that it's over just because they're into their 50s. If you want longevity and to feel good, you have to get your body moving. You're as old as your spine is. Pilates is wonderful for that because Pilates doesn't put a lot of pressure on the joints and on your body. So you want to be cognizant and, you know, smart about how you exercise. You don't want to be with a trainer who's a bodybuilder who deals with 25 and 35 year olds that are in competition for the Olympics, right? You want to deal with somebody that can do some Pilates with you, do stretching, do some weight so that you build up your muscles. You also want to move into nutritional things that build the muscle and that collagen in your system, because as you get younger, especially for women, all right, the muscle starts going, and we don't want that. We want the muscle to be lean and mean as possible. And also, when you go into menopause, there are things that you can go and do that help you lose the weight. And some of them are natural and some of them are more medical, but whatever that is, search it out. Because I can't tell you how many women come in to my practice and they are grief-stricken because they used to have this smoking body and all of a sudden they've gained 10, 15 pounds and they can't get it off. That's all menopause. So if you go to the right doctors and you search out the right nutritionalists, they can get you past that. And there's no reason why you have to be suffering. And especially if you're going into menopause, there are things that you can take, supplements, modalities that can help you get past that feeling of depression and lethargy and everything else that comes with menopause. And then you can get through it much smoother. I was lucky because I told my body, you're not going to lose your period, because I wanted to have my twins. I was 57, I still had my period, and when I had the twins, it just stopped, and that was it, and there was no menopause. So I maybe had one or two hot flashes in my entire life, but they were no fun. So there are things that you can do to get you past that. And then we're talking really merging everything together with the physical, emotional, and mental, which is it's a mindset of your body, and then you get excited about self-care. If you decide that it's over, you're not going to attract a man, because a lot of women naturally gives us a zhuzh if we're going out on a date, you go get waxed, right? If you're doing this, you get your hair done. That's what we do as women. Men, not so much. They take a shower, they slick back their hair, whatever they do with their hair, and they're out the door. Not us, right? We have a whole big thing, manicure, pedicure, whatever. But the fact of the matter, when you reach a certain age and don't pack it in and decide, I'm never going to attract somebody else, it's not going to happen, I'll just become grandma or something else, or just hang out with my girlfriends. That's the chat room of discontent. In my book, Life Shift, I talk about, here it is, I really want you to get this. This is amazing. This is a book, Bible of Transformation. Wayne Dyer endorsed it. Very high-powered people, okay? Because what it does in there is it gives you ways you can level up all the time, spiritually, emotionally, physically, the whole nine yards. And at the end of this podcast, you can see where you can buy my book and many meditations on my website. So basically what I'm saying to you is this. You can't just decide to be ageless and not put the work in, because you have to do the physical, the emotional release work, and move from any of those negative feelings of I'm not good enough, I wasn't successful enough, maybe I was just a mother and I didn't have a career, or I had a career and I wasn't a mother, whatever it is that we mess ourselves up with. Release that and move on to that unconditional love and acceptance for who you are in a real sense, not just a pretend sense. And I do private sessions on helping people, or workshops or webinars that you should really listen to and level up to. And then you can okay, let me bring in spiritual energy into my body, because that's the thing that keeps me young. And how you'd have to do that is a process, and you need to put your energy into that rather than sitting and watching television, all right? Or helping everybody else, or being the grandmother that helps everybody else. You know, I want you to start thinking of you. It's not easy as women, even as men sometimes, to think of you. Like, what do I need? Because everything for us in many ways has been outward. And that's genetics. That's in our DNA. That's in coming in as women. We are the womb. We create. We nurture. Now I want you to say, okay, I'm a certain age. I've nurtured. I've given. I've supported. Now it's by taking all that energy and giving it to myself, not in a very selfish, arrogant way, but in self-care. Now you have 20-year-olds that are now, oh, sorry, can't work. I have to do self-care. We don't want that either. But I mean, they're all over the place. They leave at 5 o'clock because they have to do self-care. Now, in my generation, and I'm sure you can relate, that was ridiculous. You stayed as long as you needed to stay and worked as long as you needed to work to finish the job. Self-care, whoever talked about self-care, right? Nobody. We could say, okay, self-care were people that were millionaires, you know, where they could go off to a spa or go on a ship or whatever. But for the average person, average woman, we didn't hear about self-care. However, we've been enlightened. It's 2024, and I'm introducing to you that it's okay. You're allowed. I'm giving you permission to have self-care. So you should make a calendar that gives yourself at least a half hour of walking. Get one of those watches that says how many steps you take. It's fun. Just walk with your girlfriends. Have a dream team of support. Go to the gym. Do Pilates. Do that kind of stuff. Put that in your calendar. That's self-care. Then I want you to look at the nutrition. How am I eating? Maybe go to a nutritionalist. Find a functional doctor that does your blood work and find out what's going on. And then what I want you to do is have a certain time where you say, okay, what can I devote to how I'm thinking, leveling up on my mental attitude toward myself, being positive, listen to those kind of seminars, those webinars that are out there on the internet, read my book, Life Shift, get other books like that, you know? You want to be inspired to start changing how things are projected to you as a child. So my parents are wonderful, and they definitely were expansive. But guess what? I am way past that, because I'm in a place where I'm leveling up all the time. Now, they gave me that ability because that was within them. They went past certain closed Italian, Polish structures that they were born in. However, I've taken it to another level, and I'm inviting you to take it to another level, because you can not only heal your life, but you can regenerate yourself and you can up-level and live a really healthy, non-decrepit existence till it's time for you to make your transition. You don't want to make your transition or think about this. I'm not telling you what to do. But just think, you have a choice. You can make your transition when you're really ready and you felt like you lived a fulfilled life and you lived like you were dying, so every moment was important and every moment was magic and miracles and adventure. So when you woke up in the morning, you say to yourself, what kind of miracles or magic can I create today? What kind of adventure can I go on? And then you say that question out there and whoop, all of a sudden, things start opening up for you. Or you can get to a place and go, well, it's over. Why try? I missed the boat. I don't even want to go into the negatives, but you know what I'm talking about, right? You can have that choice. And then you can say, well, time for me to go. You know, it's over. Who wants to live a life like that? I mean, I invite you that that is not your option. You had two main choices here. And I want you to take the other choice. Now, another big piece of my ability to regenerate and to age backwards is definitely my spiritual practices. And I work a lot with the light. I mean, I'm in a light, whole light groups for 50 plus years. I'm now introduced to the Scalar Wave Light, the EES system, which you can look up. And I do at least 10 hours a week on overnights to elevate my consciousness in terms of higher frequency. I meditate. I do emotional release work if I have to, if I get stuck, because we all kind of get stuck sometimes in a fear and then level up. I'm constantly studying and I'm constantly going, what else is next? What else is exciting? And that's what those key factors that create an ageless living you need to embody in yourself so that you will feel like, oh, wow, I am young and I am vital. And when I choose to go, it'll be my time, not because I'm decrepit and there's nothing else and I feel really disappointed and regretful about my choices and things. The brain is really interesting. Let's just say you've had a bad, difficult marriage, children were difficult, finances weren't where they should be. Do you know that if you started to reinvent that and you attracted a really amazing relationship, more financial freedom and abundance than you had before, and started to get interested in something that really up-leveled yourself, your brain can't tell the difference between, oh, I didn't have it, and now. Do you realize that? If you live in the now, then that becomes your reality, unless you drag your past into the present. And you don't want to ever drag your past into a present. You want to be totally present in the now, now. That's what you want. Because when you do that, the power of now, Eckhart Tolle, and that's where you really want to move. If you want to stay young and vibrant and excited about life with passion and purpose, the key spiritually, emotionally, and mentally is to be in the now. So those are some of the keys I want you to move with and think about and incorporate into your life. And please, I am doing these amazing ageless quantum shifting retreats in Cabo, these detoxes in New York and the Catskills, where I do my work plus Tracy Piper's work, and people come out feeling like they're new and revived, and they have like a plan to keep going, and incorporate things like the Life Shift book and any other book that really challenges you to go beyond your limited belief systems or the projections of reality that you came from, your DNA and your genetic programming. And, you know, why not? So my love and blessings to you, giving you something to chew on and think about till my next podcast, which might be something about reinventing yourself. Stay tuned.